Rick Westhead from TSN joins us. And Rick has been all over this story, and it's one that I see the Athletic did a little bit more follow-up on that today. Just, I'll let Rick come on to talk about it. You have a former Chicago Blackhawk player, Nick Boynton. The details of these allegations involving two NHL players back during the 2010 playoffs. But the worst part about this, Rick, is, it's like, it's really unfortunate, that video coach, Brad Aldrich, made some sexual advancements towards them and, tried to perform oral sex on them, and they were like, beat it. But the fact that he then was able to move on to lower levels with minors, and the Blackhawks didn't say anything. That's kind of like the twofold prong here that's a big issue. It's a fact. It's unnerving that they just let him finish out the season with the team, and then even worse, that he was able to join a coaching staff of high school boys.
I don't know what else to add to that. I mean, if we're going to talk about this, this is a sober and serious story, and there's people who are listening who probably don't know the details of this. So I think it's important if we unpack it and explain it. Is that okay?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, so this all started for me anyways in terms of reporting in early May. When the lawsuit was filed, it was filed in Illinois by an unnamed Chicago Blackhawks player who was in the 2009-2010 season, identified in court records as John Doe. And the player alleged that during that season, Brad Aldrich, who was then a video coach with the Blackhawks, had sexually assaulted him, and that he brought forward his complaint to the sports psychologist who worked with the team, and he was basically victim blamed, told, no, this didn't happen, and if anything did happen, it was consensual, it was basically your fault. So anyways, he finishes the season with the Blackhawks, the video coach, and then leaves at some point during the summer of 2010. A second lawsuit is filed against the Blackhawks by a former high school hockey player in Michigan, and he's also referred to as John Doe in court papers. And according to his lawsuit, the Blackhawks gave Brad Aldrich a letter of reference when he left the team, and Aldrich left the Blackhawks and he went to Miami University and he did some coaching there. Brad Aldrich has some hockey pedigrees from Michigan. His dad works in the NHL. He's got siblings who work in hockey. He wound up at Miami University and moved on from there to a small town in Michigan called Houghton. And in Houghton, he became a volunteer coach with the high school team. And while he was there, he sexually assaulted a 17-year-old boy and was convicted for that. So we have this litigation that's working its way through the courts now in Illinois. And, I'm doing what reporters and journalists are supposed to do, is just trying to find the truth. So I've been able to track down several people who have firsthand information on this, including Paul Vincent. And he may not be a household name, but, in every story like this that's so horrible, you can find a hero. And he is a man with courage. He, back in 2010, these two players with the Blackhawks who said they were abused by Aldrich, they went to Vincent in San Jose during the Western Conference Finals, and they told him what had happened. And he, again, pressed the sports psychologist who the players had also gone to. We got to do something about this. And the following day, it was an off day, Paul Vincent told me around 5 or 6 at night at the Marriott Hotel, he got called into a meeting with John McDonough, the president of the Blackhawks, with Stan Bowman, the general manager, with Al McIsaac, the vice president of hockey operations, with James Gary, the sports psychologist, and basically was asked, tell us again, what are you talking about? We're very focused on the playoffs right now. Vincent says, guys, this is what happened. I'm a retired cop. We have to go to the police with this complaint. We have to. And he was told, no, we are not doing that. The rest is history. With every day, we find out new details. You pointed out that Nick Boynton is now on the record talking about how this was not just an open secret, but all the players knew about what had happened in the locker room. And, it has to be said that the allegations against the Blackhawks have not been proven. They have asked that this case be dismissed because it was not filed and under the statute of limitations enough. And we keep plugging away and keep digging into this. And, you know, I just found today another witness with firsthand information who corroborated, you know, the story. And I'll do more reporting on that. So if this isn't the biggest story in hockey right now, what is?
Well, it is definitely a, you know, it happened a long time ago, and it's a concern for sure as to, you know, even as grown men, as players, like part of me, you know, wonders, like, and I get, you know, it shows you the hierarchy where the players, even as grown men, didn't feel comfortable enough to, you know, basically grab Aldrich and take care of business on their own, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think that speaks to an ignorance in our society. We have this assumption that somebody who might be not as tall or not as physically fit can't be an abuser. Have you seen pictures of Graham James?
Oh, I know.
You know, I mean, one of Graham James' victims was 6'7". This is about a power imbalance, and people need to hear this. Abuse is about power imbalance, right? So someone like Brad Aldrich is using his position of authority, and even if he's just a video coach, he's a coach. And the players don't know how much influence he has on that team, how much of, you know, a say does he have in what happens. And predators can use that to their advantage. How many times do we have to see the same story play out? I mean, Canadians coast to coast should know the story of Sheldon Kennedy, right? And in this case, you know, I talked to Sheldon about this week. He accuses the NHL of cowardice because the NHL is not commenting on this, and the NHL is still not committing to an independent investigation into the Blackhawks management, which is the norm. And, you know, I'll challenge you on something else. You said, well, this happened a long time ago. This was in 1970. This is 2010. The people who ran the Blackhawks then still run the Blackhawks. So, you know, I mean, I just want to give you a chance to help me understand where you're coming from when you say this happened so long ago.
No. When you say, I say it happened 11 years ago, and you're right, but yeah. When we say, is it the biggest story in today's NHL? It involves an organization, right? Unfortunately, the players who were there, some of them are still in the league. It's a big story, but thankfully those players, at what happened to them. My bigger concern in all of this is that the Chicago Blackhawks' silence allowed the predator to continue to work. And that's been a historic problem going back to Graham James. You can go across, and that's a societal problem. It's not just a sports problem. It's a societal problem where when people hear whispers of a guy, none of us want to do the right thing, which could be uncomfortable to say, hey, wait a sec. No. Like, you would have hoped their conscience, even if they didn't have the guts to protect their own grown men, you would hope they would have the guts to protect minors, and they didn't. And to me, that's a concern.
And you say it might be uncomfortable or it could be uncomfortable. It's absolutely going to be uncomfortable to talk about things like this. You know, I reached out to someone else who knew Brad Aldrich before he worked for the Blackhawks, back when he was a minor hockey coach in Michigan working with a AAA Bantam team. This guy is now working for an NCAA school. He said that he wanted to talk to me about what had happened with Brad Aldrich on that team. He went to his boss, and his boss, who's the head coach of an NCAA hockey team, said, no, that could hurt our recruiting if you talk about that. Like, how much farther do we have to go? It's 2021, and you still have people trying to bury things like this, like that head coach at an NCAA school.
Yeah, well, and that's a big problem, Rick. And so here's my question. You know, it's infuriating to hear that they're trying to get it thrown out for statutes of limitations, especially when you have people saying, hey, this happened. So they're not denying it happened. They're trying to say, well, the time to bring it to court has passed, which is infuriating to me. But what do you think the NHL, because so far they've been very silent on this, which seems to be their usual operations. And the Chicago Blackhawks, like, what can they do ultimately moving forward?
Well, with the NHL is riding, as they do, on stories like this, that it'll pass, that they have enough leverage over people who cover the game that it won't be covered, it won't be talked about, and it'll, you know, people will move on. I mean, think about some of the largest newspapers and networks in Canada. Have you seen this story on television very much? No. There's a reason for that. You know, the NHL is very good at what it does this way. You know, what they should do is open an independent investigation. This is the industry standard now. When the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA were accused of having a toxic culture, they hired an independent investigator, and then they published the results of that investigation. You know, the same thing happened. I could tell you a dozen different events, both in the NCAA, at Ohio State and Michigan State University, University of Michigan, and sports like wrestling and gymnastics. The Seattle Mariners did this with, a couple years ago when they were accused by one of their employees of mistreatment. And we've seen it even, you know, in the National Football League with the Washington NFL team. You know, they're in the midst of an independent investigation right now. This is the industry standard, and it's the least the NHL could do.
Rick Westhead joins us from TSN, and I saw that Katie Strang and them kind of, you know, furthered up your initial story and did some own reporting on her own, and Katie's done a lot of these stories over the years. Rick, do you find, are people becoming, and you've been doing this for a long time, but even in the last 5 years, are more people willing to come and talk and put their name to it, which I think it's scary to do it, but it brings so much more power. Are you finding that like, you know, Nick Boynton's out there now? Like 5 years ago, he might not have put his name out there. You know what I mean?
I think you bring up a really good point. You know, society is changing for the better this way. And we are having more people kind of own their own stories. You know, we've seen this through the Me Too movement, where people who've been victims, you know, survivors, kind of come out the other side and tell their stories to affect positive change, to try to hold people accountable and ensure that, you know, the systems can be made more safe for another generation. That didn't happen for a long time, but we are definitely seeing a reckoning and an accounting in sports, and, you know, literally sports is just one of many parts of society. It's happening everywhere, of course.
Yeah. So where do you think this story goes? Are there more tentacles still to come out?
I think so. You know, I've got copies of police records that show that Brad Aldrich was investigated but not charged for alleged incidents with other minors, both before and after he was at the Blackhawks. And I had a long talk with Sheldon Kennedy about how this works, the world of predators, and he knows this world well. And, I think, unfortunately, we're going to hear more, more people come forward about their interactions in this case. And hopefully it can be, you know, a cautionary tale for other organizations. Do the right thing. You know, the NHL and the Blackhawks could come out of this saying, listen, we recognize we were slow off the mark, but it's 2021 and we know what the right thing to do is. And that's to make sure that someone independent comes in and looks, and we've got nothing to hide. Here's all of our documents and records. Let's set the record straight. And perhaps that investigation will show, you know, well, it's going to show what it's going to show. If people need to be held accountable, then they will. And, I don't know how long that's going to take. This is certainly not something that's going to be wrapped up in the next couple months. And also important to point out, at the same time as this is happening, you also have a proposed class action lawsuit unfolding in the Canadian courts against the Canadian Hockey League, alleging systemic abuse in junior hockey over a period of decades. So I know these aren't easy stories to hear and digest. I do hope, and just picking up on something you just said, like the more people who talk about this, the more people who demand change, that in time it will make the system better and safer in Canada.
Well, it's something that I think we can no longer just wait and still be silent on. And I think it has to be discussed. And even the funny thing is, while it might be uncomfortable, it's significantly more uncomfortable for victims in the future. So to have an uncomfortable conversation now, if it saves one or hundreds, because if you look at most predators, you know, they say a lot of them have at least 100 victims. So speaking out about each one individually.
Let me put a question to you. If you found out that your son had been sexually abused by a coach, and then you found out that that coach had been accused of doing the same thing at a previous job, and that the employer in that previous job said, you know, we're not going to talk about this, and here, just go away, here's your letter of reference, how would you feel in that situation?
Oh, Rick, you'd want to snap. I'm not even sure. Like the initial anger would be massive, but I don't know how you'd get over that. Like, it would be really hard. You'd have a lot of anger that would fester for months and months and months, and I think that would be the hardest part.
I think you'd have a family that's broken. And if these allegations are true, and for the second time I'll say they haven't been proven, but if they're true, there's an accountability that needs to happen.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, Rick, great reporting on this. We'll be following it, and if there's any more changes, we'll definitely have you back on. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having it on. I know it's not an easy subject to talk about, so thanks.